Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hi, John.
Aloha.
Happy Friday.
And I wanted to say
aloha.
Today, hello, everyone.
We
aloha.
Have them back? Oh, my
yes,
gosh. I'm
but
so
I wanted
glad.
To say something. I wanted to say something. Now, today is a special day. Did you check the show description, Barbara?
No. And I'm sorry. I did not have time.
Okay, I'll tell you what it says. Okay. Under the YouTube link, I put a YouTube link to your YouTube, and I put the words, happy show anniversary to my sweet co-host, Barbara Moore.
Ooh,
oh, thank you, my
time.
Barbara Moore 10 YouTube. Thank
yes.
you.
I
wow.
wanted to
what an idea.
Know, you've been here for 3 years putting up with me and
wow.
and all of the times when I've done things that have – you know, gotten under your skin and all the time that I want to know that I've been, that she's,
of course,
Johnny. She's never set fire to my house once. So that's been good.
No. Okay.
But I'm really glad that she's here. She's really
hello,
wonderful.
Barbara.
I appreciate you. Hi,
hello.
Gail. Oh my gosh, have I ever missed you?
Well, thank
hello.
You. I really missed you not calling me and
I know, but I can't call and get bad news. I cannot do it. And I did try with Johnny, and you didn't answer. So I just
that's
because
Johnny
really
didn't do
bad.
It right.
Well, that's right. I didn't do
it
right. Because one of the news advice, you might set fire to my house. But the reason that you weren't here is because you were taking care of Richard. Is that right, Dale?
Right, Barbara. What
oh
happened
gosh.
Was... We sent Richard into the doctor, you know, because he was breathing shortness of breath. And they sent him to a cardiologist. And then the cardiologist said, well, he's going to need a, what does that replace, Richard?
Pacemaker.
Richard. No.
Pacemaker.
What's the other? No, what's the other one?
Oh, well, the other
a
one
valve.
Is for new valves.
New
yeah, valve, stick it up your vein.
And he's 93.
There.
So everybody's freaking out, you know? So we had
to
pay a lot of attention.
Surgery. Surgery is not easy. Surgery is not easy when you're that old, is it?
Well, on top of that, then they came out with, well, he needs a pacemaker. So this took all the weeks of taking care of him and going to the hospital. And I figured I'm not in any mood to do a show. So we'll leave it at that at this point. And then came Good Friday. And that was not
I
good.
I hope
so
you're
now
okay,
back.
Richard. Are you okay?
Oh, sure. Sure. You know, can't keep an old sailor down. And I'm sitting here and quote, in recovery phase right now, which I'm about to come out of, and so forth. I'll say more comments about the surgery later on if I need to, okay? Okay, I guess.
He seems like he's cutting out, Johnny.
Am
I cutting out?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Please repeat how you are. I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Oh, basically, I'm fine. I am fine. F-I-N-E, fine. I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Are you
going to
do the
surgery? Yeah, well, I'm about to take the last bandage off. And I'm going in for a couple more checks here in a few days. And then I get a little breather for a couple weeks. And then I go back for a couple more checks, and they finally say, get out of here, and all that. And so I get to watch a lot of TV and different programs, which I can comment on, too. I've seen one really good documentary on Quincy Jones. Do you know who he is?
Yes, I do. Motown.
I figured you would. It's on Netflix. It's excellent. It's long, but it's excellent. I highly recommend it. So if anybody's
listening. I will watch that for sure.
Yeah, if anybody's listening and you need something that's really good, watch that show. Quincy.
I have a photograph with him. I met him at a house party, and I got my picture taken with him with Elky. He's in the middle.
Oh, neat. How neat. Yeah.
Yeah. And also I was on red carpet with him. When I went to the Oscars in 1993, I actually did go to the Oscars and the ball afterwards. And I was right after him on the red carpet, and he was so nice to me and smiled, and he was really a gentleman. I love him. And he's so talented, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Hello? I wanted to say something.
So am I.
Nobody's let me talk. It's just that, you know, Barbara, with Richard's thing at 93, you know, everybody in his family was freaking out. And they're going, oh, we didn't understand about a pacemaker that it does nothing. But it kicks your heart in gear. In other words, if you miss a beat in your heart, it kicks in and makes it beat for you. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know
it's
that?
There, standing by, on standby. No.
Did you know that, Barbara?
Well, yes, because my former dance teacher partner had to have one put in. And if he wouldn't have gone in that day, he was getting dizzy spells. They said he would have died. And he just decided, I don't feel right. I'm going to go in. And they had to do that. But listen to this. It changes you. It changed him in the brain. And people say they do change in the brain. They have a different attitude. And because I thought, what is wrong with him? He's not acting normal. Does he even know who I am anymore? It was weird. Okay. It just was weird. He was off when I talked to him on the phone. And then my friend said, that happens to a lot of patients who have to have that done. And their mind just changes. I have to look into this more. I don't know if it's in their head or if it's some kind of connection that is real. But
I wanted to ask you about it. I'm going to ask his doctor next week because Richard has been to the point of, kind of down, depressed a little bit. But then he snapped out of it. But I'm going to ask his doctor if it changes anything.
Yeah, well, so interesting.
I'm sure with anybody who's been through this, that in one sense you might go through a very, very mild stroke without realizing it. And that could definitely change. Yes, I think you could. And that would change your thinking and a bunch of other things probably. Look at yourself, dear.
That's when it does change.
Richard,
change
Richard, keep your mouth at a different level, okay?
Different level. Okay. I will not say anything more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You ready for the first caller?
I will check on that with his doctor, what you said, Barbara.
Okay.
I will definitely check.
Thanks for taking it seriously.
Well, I am.
I'm taking what I said. Because I've told people they just seem to, it goes over their head and they don't really acknowledge it. So thank you.
I don't know. My father-in-law had one at 96 and he's fine. He's up and running. But Richard had two things, a valve, and he had, a replace, whatever that was.
And I have a girlfriend who was young and got one, and she showed me where it is in her chest. You could hardly see it. And she's always been the same. She's never changed her thought processes.
Right. So I'll ask the doctor because that's what he specializes in. But we've been keeping him under close watch. And, you know, it's just his happened like at 3:30 in the morning. We got a phone call that his heart skipped a beat. So they said to bring him into the emergency. We go, what? Because he was fine. He was just sleeping, you know. So
I
set
love
him
technology.
Up. And, yeah, so that's what's neat is that they monitor it. Excuse me.
That's amazing. They always know how his heart is doing. That is wonderful technology. I'm so glad they have that for you, Richard. And I'm glad you're fine. We love you. We do. And we love Dale. And it's so nice to all be back together, especially for this anniversary show.
Yes. Happy anniversary, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what is it again, Johnny? What is the anniversary again?
3 years.
How many years?
Remember, it's
for me. Okay, it's my anniversary. Thanks. Okay. Because you've been doing this a lot longer than me.
Right.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Well, it seems
like
longer.
I've been doing it over a year, I think.
Yeah, that's a lot of shows. How many shows have I done now? Is it 600, Johnny?
I would have to look.
601.
I'm sure I could look. I mean, I would have
to,
tell you. It's been a lot.
Let's just figure that out later.
Okay.
Glad to have us all together again on this Friday.
Okay.
Last Friday was Good Friday, so I chose not to do the show. But again,
I understand.
How's your weather out there? I know here I'm having allergies. You know, so.
Windy.
Yes. 40-mile-an-hour winds, 50-mile. And Tahoe got about 2 feet of snow.
Oh, cool. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay. Johnny, we're ready. You're live on the air with Dale Scheer. Yes.
This is the first caller, area code 954. You're on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I was just wondering if you see me in a relationship this year or, you know, whatever you see.
That's a good question. I see you in 3 relationships. I mean, you haven't met the person yet, but you're going to be introduced by friends to a person, one you know and two you don't know. And it's quite good. The person's a little older than you, but you have a lot of fun. And I do know he plays golf that much.
Oh.
Do you like golf? Do you like golf?
I do. I do. You know, I reconnected with an ex-boyfriend who's about 10 years older than me, and he plays golf. So I'm wondering if that's the
guy. That amazes me that I say that stuff. Golf thing, what's his name?
Oh, William.
And you reconnected? Did he ask you out yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gone out once.
And what happened?
Oh, it was nice, very nice. It was nice. It was not nice to go out and, you know.
Did he ask you out again?
Yeah.
Good. I have a feeling that this could be it. So go out as much as he wants and have fun, and he's going to ask you to play golf.
Because it's been 38 years, so, you know, it's been a while.
Okay. Is that all? Well, it doesn't matter. You know, is he good looking at this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he is. He's very sweet. So, you know, just,
definitely.
You know, but
looks very promising. Looks very promising.
All right.
But there's other ones, too. What do you do? What type of work?
I work at a bank. I work at a bank.
Okay. You're just going to have a lot of fun. I see a lot of fun. And who has a birthday or a wedding you're going to?
A wedding?
Yeah, a birthday or a wedding.
Oh, a birthday. I'm going to a birthday tomorrow.
Hello.
with William.
Oh, my God. Oh, will you just now figure it out? Thank you. I think I wanted to pat myself on the back and say, God, you're good. Yeah, yeah, you're going to have
you
a lot of
good.
Fun. Thank you.
Wow.
I'll give you my phone number. My phone number is 808-372-1816. And I'm in Nevada, even though it's a Hawaiian number.
Oh, okay.
Have fun at the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, you get the birthday.
Our birthday. I don't know why I'm getting wedding, too. Maybe it's yours. I don't know. So have fun, girl.
Dale.
Have a good one. Yes.
Dale. Yeah. What's her first name and where is she from? You didn't ask.
Sharon. I'm from New York. New York.
Sharon.
New York City. Yeah.
I've been out so long, I forgot how to do it. And I'm from Jersey.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, whose birthday did she say it was tomorrow?
I don't know.
It's his cousin's birthday. It's his cousin.
That works.
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw a birthday. Wow, that's cool, Dale.
Yeah, I'm good at that stuff. Seeing birthdays.
Yeah, you are. And the wedding that you're seeing could be hers. This is exciting.
I think he really likes you. But anyway, let's go on to the next one. You
better
keep
call
listening, okay?
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for
calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's what I said. I forgot to ask the name.
Wait.
That was a good one. She seemed so lively and fun. And you kept saying,
area
have
code,
fun.
Area code 610, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear.
Yeah, remember, Johnny?
What?
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, hi. My name is Sonia, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And thank you so much for taking our call. I really appreciate it. I wanted to see, I just started a new job, and it was an awesome opportunity, great in every aspect, great salary, benefits, everything, the whole shebang. And today is actually my second week I'm at the job. So I just wanted to see overall what you're picking up from me at, as far as this company and the position itself.
What type of work
technology.
Is that?
Technology.
Okay. First of all, there's so many jobs out there. They're scared of you leaving. You shouldn't be scared of them firing you, okay?
Okay.
They need you. They need you desperately. In fact, there's going to be bonuses and more money coming around, okay?
Right.
So it's a great job. And
it is.
You're doing the best you can do. So congrats to you.
Right. I mean, I know. I'm just worried about, because I have to learn, you know. I mean, although I did this kind of a similar job, but it's a new product, a new method. And I'm very overwhelmed. That's it.
No, because you're older.
No. What I'm saying with learning the new, I have a lot of experience, but it's a new product. You know what I'm saying? It's a new everything.
I understand that, but I see you being older, that when you were younger, it wouldn't have bothered you at all. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't see it that way, but that's fine.
Okay, you don't, but you're going to learn it. You're very positive. You're going to learn it. It's, you go with flying colors. It's going to be fine.
Like, how long do you see before I feel uncomfortable? Because it is a support role, and I have to start taking tickets and whatever. Actually, everybody's very nice. I'm being trained and everything, and my peers, everybody's super nice.
Wait, it's a what? What did you say?
Like, how long would I feel comfortable in learning everything?
I'd say within 6 months, a year.
6 months, okay.
Within 6 months. That could go day one to 6 months.
Right.
But you're going to be fine. You're going to learn it, and you're going to teach others.
Right. Well, I'm very proactive. I'm a goal-setter. You know, I just don't twiddle my thumbs.
You already know you're going to do good, so we'll end the conversation with that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready to go on to the next one?
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
Okay. Area code 904, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Are you right, Johnny? You're
what?
Live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
You're live on the air
yes.
with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Aloha.
Hi. My name is Stacy, and I wanted to know, do you see me working for someone or going on my own little entrepreneurship?
Stacy, where are you located, please?
I'm in Florida.
Okay. What do you want to go on your own with?
I wanted to open a facility or try to.
Of what? I want to know what.
Healthcare.
Like how? Like what are you going to do?
Mostly geared towards the elderly or younger kids.
Okay. And do you have experience doing that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I feel it's very big to take on. It's huge.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I don't feel the timing is quite right because you need money backing and you need people to help you. Now, as you know, almost every job in the world, nobody can get anybody to work for them. So is the time right to do it? No. Will it be right in the future? Yes. But not now.
Okay.
So you'll end up working for someone else. Let's get more experience. I mean, there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There's a lot to it.
I understand what you're saying, yes.
I mean, there's book work. There's getting people to help you. And it's not fun. And I do know, like, give you an idea on the healthcare issue. Like with Richard, I mean, they're hiring people that are travel nurses to come in because they can't find local people to work for them. And that costs more money. So it's rough to do what you want. And it's not going to happen right away. It's a great dream. It's an honest dream. And it's wonderful, but wait till there are some money backers that can help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Barb Thompson.
Yeah.
Barbara?
Hi.
Talk to me.
Okay. Well, all of the dating calls. What was that?
My
voice. I was just going to talk about the dating topic a little bit because I actually wanted to get your advice. It was just so weird. This guy
what?
tried to date me for a year. And, you know me, I miss messages, especially on Messenger that are connected with Facebook and all the rest. It's a melting pot of so many strangers mixed with people I know that
right.
I was looking through all of my old messages, and I found this one long email from this guy who really was interested in me and all about himself, and that he just give him the chance and he'll impress the socks off of me. And so I did write him back, and then he seemed to like to communicate via email and gave me his phone number. And I said, okay, why not? You seem like a nice guy. I think a year ago my mom was dying, so maybe that's why. I kind of remember his message, but she was dying. I wasn't into dating at all. I thought, okay, it's about time. It's been a few years since I even had a date. And then he was so charming, and so I asked him when he was available, and he just said, say when you're available. I did. I said, how about Wednesday last week? He said, I'm available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then the week after that, the year after that, you know, just all about how I am the one, which was coming on quite strong since I hadn't even talked to him on the phone.
Like Barbara.
We had it all scheduled, and he canceled at 4:15 that night.
Okay, Barbara?
Yes.
I was going to ask you, how did you meet the guy? Was it online?
That's where I met him. He said he was on Facebook and he was just about to get off, but he thought he'd wait a little while longer for me to answer. There were a couple of messages in between that in a year. And so that's how I met him, yes. That's how.
Barbara, can I tell you what happened?
Yes, and I will see if it matches what I thought. Okay.
Probably does. He was intimidated by you. He was like obsessed with you. There was a lot of lies that he told you that weren't true.
Mm.
And couldn't live up to the expectations of himself, so that's why he canceled. Now you will hear from him. Yeah, you will hear from him again. Saying, oh, I'm sorry, yada, 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 something in the family or something happened, that type of thing. But
yeah, I mean, he said he had to help his kid with a test, I think college age, maybe high school. But, I mean, come on, you don't try for a year and then that's your excuse and you're a billionaire and you can't even get, like, a tutor.
He's not a billionaire. So, you know,
and,
just
okay.
drop it.
I will drop it, and I already have, but I wanted to tell you what I felt that morning when I woke up. I got the sickest feeling in my stomach, like a dread feeling, and I did pray, because I believe in Jesus. I prayed to Jesus, hey, help it all smooth out the way it's supposed to be this date, okay? And sure enough, you know, I just went ahead and started getting ready, thinking, okay, there's not a confirmation today, but there was one a couple days ago. So I just thought, this is odd. And then when he canceled via email, not even call, not a text or anything, I felt like God took care of me because I had that horrible feeling. Who knows? Maybe it was a horrible relationship with lies, like you were saying, because I felt that, like a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was. There was no two ways about it, darling. You got had, and just with the Facebook thing, of anybody chasing you for a year and not coming through, there's something wrong with them, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank
Don't
you, Dale. Thank you.
Richard?
I won't.
Well,
don't you agree? Don't you agree?
Yes. Yes.
What's your feeling on it?
My feeling on it?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't use email. Maybe to make
fishy.
A contact or something. And,
that was fishy.
Yeah. And if I would want to say, you know, can we have a date? I'll meet you, whatever. and take you to dinner and all that nonsense, and do it in a what I consider a gentlemanly way.
And someone forthright.
I mean, if it was me coming into you, Barbara, I'd say, well, here's an old man. He's, by the way, I'm 34,200 days old right at the moment. Isn't that an amazing figure? And, but if I was going to, you know, to try and date you, I'd be up front of it. I'd say, hey, I'm going to be down L.A. I'm coming down to see you, and so on, and back it up with facts. I'd have to tell you that, hey, I'm just an old sailor sitting here on a living on a retirement from the Navy, and which is, you know, I can help feed you, but don't look for much more, as Dale knows.
A fixed income, my dad would always say. I'm on a fixed income. it's true.
A fixed income.
I can feed you and charm your socks off.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, try to make you feel like a queen, which you are. Okay?
He doesn't. Anybody coming off with he's a billionaire in the beginning, there's something wrong with him. Okay.
Well, first of all, if he's a billionaire, more than likely he's not going to be the one to tell you that. It's going to be somebody else. Usually, you know, there's
I didn't
this
hear it from him. I looked it up, and there's a lot of talk about it. He didn't tell me I'm a billionaire. He told me a lot of things that he does for money, income, and everything. But I looked him up, and they said he was one. It doesn't matter if he's one or not. He's a jerk.
Barbara?
No.
Maybe he was using someone else's name. Haven't you watched Baby Day? Beyonce. You know you've been ghosted. You know.
Well, I'm wondering why people do that. Is that some kind of form of entertainment that they get a date with you by talking, and then they're done? That made them happy somehow to do that?
No.
I don't get
it. They get scared, that's all, because they've lied. They've lied to their teeth, and now they got to come forth, and they got to meet you, and none of it's true. That's all.
And they get so nervous.
You've watched.
That's what
Elsie
said. She said exactly what you said, Dale. She said he got intimidated immediately, and that was my feeling too, because it was always an excuse of, well, I do this, but I don't like this, but I'm doing it just for money, blah, 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 that kind of thing in the adult entertainment business. So, hey, I am a Playboy Playmate, okay? I'm not going to judge you. And I've had a boyfriend who was a porn king. I never saw a porn in my life while I was with him for a few years.
Why would you go with the porn king?
I did go with a porn king, and still to this day, he was the best boyfriend I ever did have. He just didn't want to have kids. Yeah, he was a great guy. He thought this up, his distribution company, years before when he was 20, and he hit it big with this business thing that he did. And he didn't like porn. There was no porn in the house. So I understand this can be a thing. This person happened to do... not porn, but not do it himself, but owning a lot of... I just don't want to give it away who this person is. So anyway, I was not judging. What was that?
I wouldn't know anyway.
Mm-hmm. So I just think that's interesting, and somebody else could have been using his name. It seemed like the emails were so long, they were copy and pasted. Who knows, probably 100 a day go out to chicks out there.
All I can say is just remember 90 Day Fiancé, how many times guys have done it, and they've changed who they look like, and they've changed their pictures, and they've changed their style, so... You know, you've just
exactly. He's not living up to the old photos, I don't think, because I did run across one that looked like a now photo. which is fine, but the hair is thinning. He's older. He's thinner. He doesn't got the buff, you know, testosterone muscles going on. Probably did a bunch of drugs getting those pumped up, and he can't take it anymore. And he was, like, a little bit more frail. And I think he might be short, which is a hard time for guys when they're short.
So let's stay away from the internet. Anyway, Johnny.
Yes.
Do we have
We sure
Let's
do.
Stay away from the internet dating. That's all we tell our people to do.
Okay.
True,
you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear, area code 85.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rose Maria.
Who?
Maria.
Rose Maria. Rose Maria.
Rose Maria.
Right.
So you got in the background, you got some noise. What's going on?
I have nothing in the background.
I hear noise. Okay, what's your...
I hear
you
a
call
TV.
Me? Yeah, we got a TV on or something.
No, turn it off. All my electronics are turned off.
Okay, what can we do for you?
If there's a long-term relationship coming in anytime soon.
Everybody's in after. You got to get out for that to happen. Are you getting out at all?
Not much.
So for that to happen, unless you're going to go on the internet, I don't see it at this point. Johnny?
Yes.
Johnny?
I'm here.
Open it.
Are you there,
Johnny?
Man? What?
Johnny, go to the next call.
Okay. Area code 956, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tony.
And where are you calling from?
I just wanted to see what you could pick up in regards to my
work. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. And you want to know what?
In regards to my work. I'm having a little bit of issues at my work. I want to see what energies you could pick up or what you could tell me it.
Okay. What type of work are you doing?
I'm an office manager.
Mm. You don't want to work there, or they don't want you to work there anymore. It looks to me like you're going to be looking for another job.
Correct.
Okay. But you already know that, and it's no big thing. There's a million jobs out there.
Yeah, do you see, I mean... I know it's my manager that does not like me. Is she going to get her way pretty much?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, I'm having issues with her, so I just want to know if they're going to...
You know what? Let it go. Go look for another job and forget about it. She'll get whatever she wants.
I kind of like my job.
Yeah, but they don't like you. That
Is
lady
it her
does
or...
not. It's her.
It's her.
So she's going to cause a lot of problems.
And they're not
going
to see through what? Yeah, they're not going to see through her. They're going to, or anything like that. They're pretty much going to let her get her way.
Yes, but I'm not going to repeat that again, okay?
Okay. So I am.
I would look around for another job, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Barbara.
Yes.
Oh.
I love that how you were just matter-of-fact with her and so just knowing. So, hey, caller, take that. Run with it and listen to it, believe it, because I love that when you are just know.
Okay, my ESP has been soaring lately. Barbara, I see you leaving town. I see you going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am. And I just was scheduling that today, Dale.
Where are you going?
Mexico.
Oh, what part?
Central Mexico, San Miguel. My sister owns a bed and breakfast hotel with her awesome boyfriend there. And I'm going to head on over there in June.
Hey, can I go?
Yeah. You would love
Reagan
this place.
Wilson, right, Barbara?
Very spiritual. And Reagan Wilson, who was October, Miss October, 1967, we found out by interviewing her, she lives there too, right near my sister.
Well, wait a minute. Where is San Miguel from Tijuana? Where is it?
It's central Mexico from there. It would be central where the Spaniards were trying to take over, and it's very spiritual because of that history, all of the war, the fighting history. So it's spiritual. It's where it all happened, and they have so many authentic things going on there, the parades and just a lot of wonderful energy. It's not by the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not. I've never heard of this place. Never heard.
It's one of the destinations. It's a big tourist destination.
Can you send me info on it?
Yes, I will send you the link to her hotel and the town. They have a big thing on it. Yes, I will.
To see it. But I see you having a lot of fun. Are you staying there for 2 weeks?
I haven't even decided yet. But since we're waiting till June, that Priscilla will be out of school, so we could stay a long time.
Going to be meeting up with Reagan Wilson?
Yes.
Great. Great.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Who's that?
Well, let me just tell you, Dale. I'm going to tell her, Barbara. But as you know, we have a Playboy series where we interview playmates, and we had her on, and she was really nice, really sweet, and in fact, it's just that she's very much into the paranormal, and
October 1967,
yeah.
Dale and Richard, and that's the year before I was born. She was shooting her centerfold. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
wow.
That is. You know,
we found
cool.
out that she lived right near there with her husband. A lot of people do move out of America to go to Mexico to have an easier life, and they reach a lot of success. It's not very expensive to live. And I hope that not everybody's learning this, because I want to do that.
I thought I've been watching HGTV Mexico curiosity. But I have a question about that. Can you drink the water and eat the food without getting the runs?
Oh, I don't know, but I think not. Don't drink it. But I will find out for sure from my friend Kurt, who does live in Tijuana, Rosarito. I don't know, because I just don't. I just do not do it. But I don't know the facts on it. Do you, Richard or Donnie?
Yeah. My father says that Mexico City is horrible, but I don't know about Mexico.
We better be careful with that.
That's why they have a lot of Coke available, Coca-Cola.
They sure do. And they're
on a lot
of Valium since it's easy to get. They're moping around like that. When I go over there to visit Kurt, and I go, what's wrong with these people? They're like slow. And he said, they're all on Valium. And he was not joking.
How weird.
So easy to get all those prescriptions, that you don't need a prescription there to get all of this stuff.
That's weird.
No, you just go in and ask for it.
What about the water as far as bathing, taking a shower, getting water inside? You know, you could get sick.
That I never did have a problem with the showers and all of that. I have not. No. I'm going to ask Kurt, though, because he'll probably say, oh, it's great water. He's so positive about Mexico. Anything with Mexico.
There's new water being piped in, and they've been using, especially the bed and breakfast have been using bottled water.
I'm going to ask her. Mm-hmm. She'd be the one who
would know. I
want to
know.
She has so many write-ups, too. I was so excited to see those. And I want to have her on because a lot of people don't even know I have a sister.
I wouldn't have guessed. Okay, are we down for another one, Johnny?
Yes, we are. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Dale. Hi, John.
You from Jersey? Are you,
hi,
are you from
can you hear me? Yes,
yes,
I am. Okay.
That
my name
is
Jackie.
What part of Jersey?
I'm from Patterson. I live in Patterson.
Nobody lives in Patterson.
I know. Isn't that something? don't even worry about it. I won't even think it. Okay.
I was from Newark.
Sorry.
That was really bad.
You're from where?
Newark.
Well, they said we're worse right now.
Huh?
I get the impression that we're worse right now. Worse
how
so nobody heard me. Yeah, I'm so over. For real. I'm so over work right now. I actually interviewed for another job, and the job was offered to me, and I was told I would have to wait 60 days before I can move, and I'm really looking forward to moving from my current workplace to another location.
Where would you be moving to?
It's another school.
Oh, okay. Well, what city?
In the same city.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get that. And I feel you're going to be really happy and very positive, and you're going to pay quite a bit of money.
Well, hopefully it would be nice to get more money because I also want to physically move from my apartment into the house that used to belong to my parents when they were alive. And I just want to see what do you get with all of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where did your parents live? What area?
It's not too far from me. It's like a 4-block difference, but it's a different neighborhood, and
mm-hmm.
I want to restore the home. You know, I'm concerned about the finances, and I want to be closer to home. And work.
Are they offering you more money?
No. I think it's, at this point it's a lateral move unless they offer me another position and maybe with a new contract I might get more money. I'm not sure.
Well, I see you getting more money. So it's going to be very positive and very good, and go for it. Okay?
Okay. So you see me getting the money for the real estate?
I can't do a whole reading, honey. You'd have to call me if you want to read. So that's 808-372-1816. All I know is you asked about the job, and it's very positive.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Have a good one.
No.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so at home. When I hear a Becky's accent,
oh.
I swear to God.
You attract it, that's for sure.
Yeah, but see, I'm used to that, and I really miss it. But anyway, do we have another one, John?
No, we don't. But,
okay.
You know, we have about 10 minutes till the end of the show, but I think that's But it's not like these high school.
Why don't you give out the
number?
Hold on. What's the number to what, Dale? For Life After Happiness? Yeah, to call in. It's 516-531-9874. We have time for to squeeze in one more, so dial. But I would like to ask you guys about something in the news that is a big deal right now that is crazy. The Johnny Depp and Amber Heard courtroom battle. Have you been watching?
Briefly.
Not really.
I mean, I come across it briefly, and what did you want to know?
Well, oh, my gosh. I just feel that Johnny Depp is so sweet. I feel like he left an angel for a devil because the one he was married to was just the sweetest doll face in the world. And now, yes, his Amber's beautiful, but she is mean. And she is, well, she accused him of hitting her and domestic abuse, which can cause a career to really fighting that. And I feel like he's winning. What do you think? What's your feeling?
Okay, well, I haven't watched, so I can't really comment on that. The only thing I've more watched is the thing with Alex Baldwin and what's going on there. But I feel that Johnny Depp is a, you know, a sweetheart. And if people get mad or angry, sometimes they throw things. It's just part of life sometimes. And I don't know the outcome of that. I just don't know.
Well, maybe you will get a feeling on it and watch it a little bit. But, I mean, she's the one who threw things at him, but he did slam a couple cupboards. She has – that was played out. And supposedly this is going to be even bigger because they tried to keep the big – whatever it is, I don't know, Warner Brothers, some big movie company out of it, but they are not going to be able to, and they're going to have to come in and testify, and they didn't want to. Big movie companies do not want this. It ruins everything. I think that she has single-handedly, by lying, ruined herself. That's my belief.
Well, see,
she will ruin
know.
Herself.
I haven't watched it. I more tuned into Alex Baldwin.
I don't know what's going on with that. What is going on?
It was a movie set, and he shot someone and killed him. You didn't hear about that?
Well, I did hear about that. So now are they doing more about that? What's going on? Because I heard about it a while ago, then the news faded.
Yes. Well, they are fining him like $135,000 for, you know, he was cheap on the set. And there's a lot of stuff that he did that he was being cheap. For him to honestly say that he didn't pull the trigger and kill the girl is imaginary in his mind, delusional. It's like,
but he really did.
Of course he did. But he doesn't remember doing it.
Oh.
So he thinks it's... he thinks it's, I don't know, some ghost came in there and pulled the trigger. I don't know.
That's odd.
But it's a very odd situation. All I know is that he's going to be finished, you know, for a while. And he's going to be fined a lot of money. About going to jail, I don't know. It's a possibility.
What a big, huge tragedy that was. A wonderful camera woman who had gone up the ranks, had a beautiful family, starting out young child. Just so sad. I do remember that clearly. So now, you know, payment has to be done. Somebody has to be accountable for this.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. But anyway, I didn't finish with you. I saw you going on a trip. I saw you going for a couple of weeks, and I see a movie opportunity coming out of that, and people trying to convince you to live in Mexico, which I would not do because you have a life here, and they're going to want you to stay there. So be aware of that.
Okay. I had that feeling, too. How weird is that, Dale? Because I know that my sister would want me to be near her, and I just saw myself, a glimpse of myself working at that hotel. I did. No,
yeah,
not yet.
No, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's relaxing and beautiful and lovely, but it's not for you. It's not for you, okay? Yes.
Okay.
And when you're ready down the line, maybe. But not now. You're not old enough to have that happen.
Okay.
It's not good enough. It's not good for your daughter because she's happy. Okay?
That's for sure. That is for sure. I'm not, I would not even entertain that thought right now. I was just thinking maybe in 5 years when she's out of the nest.
Well, yeah, well, we'll revisit that in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all I could say is this, is that you have some traveling to do, going places, having good times, and it's all good for you.
That's great. I feel good. I feel really good. And when Johnny said that he's putting a special show up, I said, no. Oh, I want my people back. And then he's like, no, they're going to be there. They're going to be there. And I was so happy to hear that because I love you guys. We love you guys.
Oh, thank you. We love you too.
Thank you.
I was really worried about Richard, so that's why I took some time off there too.
It's understandable. And I'm glad everything's fine and set up.
It's all fine
to, with
everybody.
Sure, we're fine.
We're all doing good. And I thank Johnny
so
very
good.
Much for understanding, and I appreciate it.
But
thank
I think
you.
It's so weird how you are having allergies when these, maybe it's the Santa Ana winds, which are powerful. It's all windy here. You're feeling different weather there. You're getting itchy eyes and stuff. So it's a thing. It's a weather thing that's happening.
Oh, I realize
definitely.
That my husband doesn't have the humidifier on. It's very dry here. It's super dry because if I go up to Tahoe, I'm fine. I come down here, I'm not. So I don't know.
Do you guys ever go skiing?
I can't because I have a bum knee. Arthritis on my knee, so I can't. So I never have because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was into skiing. I was into ice skating.
Oh, wow. That's hard.
I loved ice skating with all my heart. When I was a little kid. So I never, skiing and boating. I was into boating major. So
I love that.
I'd go out on the lake and just go boating, and I loved it.
I need to find some friends that have a boat. Shouldn't be too hard down here in Newport Beach.
That is true. That is true. Okay, are we at our end?
I think we're at our end, yes.
We're at our end?
Yeah, you want to
well,
do the show?
Yeah.
Really good readings. Great readings today. Very,
Barbie,
very promising. Mm-hmm.
Barbie, please send me the link, okay?
I will, and I'm doing it right now. So everybody, this week, Dale Shear, you got to get her now. She's on top of the world, sharp as a tack, nailing every single reading. Wow. I mean, there were some amazing, amazing things that happened today with those readings. So call her up. You can reach your favorite psychic, Dale Shear, directly at 808-372-1816 and also through her website at daleshear.com. Anything
yeah,
else,
Dale.
Johnny?
Well, wait, that's
it.
Dale, D-A-Y-L-E.
Aloha.
S-H-E-A-R. .com.
Dale Shear. It's easy to spell your name.
Well, you were very well missed, Barbara. I missed you a lot, okay?
Well, I feel like I can speak to you via telepathy, so I hope you felt some of those.
You can try texting me.
Did you feel my telepathy coming through, Dale?
No, I was too busy.
Oh, darn it. Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to use that excuse for not dialing, but I'm getting better. I am getting better, but when there's anything that might be sad, I feel like it's something deeper with me that I cannot dial it. I cannot go there, but I'm getting better. And you can too, everybody, with all of your little idiosyncrasies out there that are not, they're quite odd. You can
too. Well, I'll be honest, Barbara, I'm the same way with this war. I can't watch it. It just kills me to watch it. And see all those.
I remember you saying that.
I can't do it. Anyway,
it's too much.
Shout out and thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Everybody, find this anniversary show. Around 600 shows I've done in 3 years with Johnny Boy. And
yeah.
Thank you, Johnny, for being there. And I appreciate you, by the way.
Thank you.
More than you know.
Thank you.
Find it on my YouTube, I guess. Johnny, put it on my YouTube this time. Barbara Moore.
Yeah,
10.
Please like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe
to YouTube. But you're right.
Please. Thank you. And Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, which I consider my little baby as well. And DaleShear.com. Follow us everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And enjoy. All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.